Morning. My name is Zidi Xiang, the product manager for the Azure Signal Arc Service. This is introducing Ken Chen, Hello. Who is the dev lead for the Azure Signal Service. Today we are going to introduce the new Azure Signal Service, which was just launched at this build on day one. First, I will give everybody a simple overview about what about this Azure Signal Service. So, people here, have anyone been ever developed any web application with the real-time feature? Raise your hand. Lot. Good. So, as you know, so in recent years, the real-time web application has become so popular that many people haven't even realized its existence. For example, on the day one, like a keynote speech by Scott Guthrie, he demonstrated one Visual Studio Live Share with a lot of real-time feature in it. So people may have been using the Office 365. You may be collaborating in real-time with your colleagues, or if you go visit any hotel booking website. So when you're checking out a particular room, they may pop up some bubble. They're saying, OK, right now, there were 7 other people from Korea are also interested in that room. So click that order button. So or if you anything with a map, with a real-time web, talking about the tracking or location, it's like I want to know where my delivery man is, or I want to know where all the drivers are if I'm using Uber or Lyft. So all these are typical real-time scenario. So that's why it's become so dominant, that's so popular, that a lot of people try to implement into to enhance their existing application. But it's so easy to do it in the a platform like a mobile, like a iOS or Android. You have a lot of technology to do that. But for the web application, it's not that straightforward. It sounds easy, but it's not that straightforward. So because most of the real-time scenario involve both the bi-directional communication from the client to the server and to server from the to the client. But for the web, because of the nature of the web, it's so easy to build a HTTP GET or HTTP POST from client to server, but not vice versa most time. So a lot of people have to fake it by every few seconds refreshing, hit the F5 constantly to get some real-time message, polling it. Or there was some other alternative technology like Ajax or Comet or long polling. You can mimic the situation. But that's not a real solution until we have some open standard like WebSocket. So SignalR, ASP.NET SignalR, is exactly the technology to help developers to easily build or develop with the WebSocket for the bidirectional, for the real-time scenarios. So people here, raise your hand if you ever heard about or been using about SignalR. A lot. How many of you have been using SignalR in your application to handling concurrent connection more than 100? Raise your hand. Not that many. Over 1,000. Million? None. OK. So scaling up is not that easy. Because it's not that easy, so that's why a lot of people haven't been trying it. That's exactly what the Azure Signal Arc service try to help you. So by using this one, if you are familiar with Signal Arc, immediately we'll find several key benefits. First, you've been suffering a lot of the scaling or have to manage your scaling back pain, like set up a Redis cache or a Redis cluster, or set up a SQL DB server. But with the SignalR service, it's fully managed so that you don't need to care about the capacity. You don't need to care about the scaling. You don't need to care about a lot of operation hassles. Even better, because if you're already familiar with the SignalR programming, it's there. The learning curve is minimal. The only thing you need to do is just changing a couple lines in terms of API, make a couple lines of API change, make some configuration change, then you're good to go. And because as a key, natural inherited by all the Azure services, it's so easy, so straightforward to make you think, OK, can I use this Azure Signal service together with the other popular Azure services, such as serverless Azure functions, blobs, or Active Directory. All these things to make it possible, so easy to build up even more scenarios. So on the day one afternoon, Scott Hesselman had a breakout session talking about the .NET future and roadmap. There was a really interesting demo called Trivial R. Has anyone watched that the video or tried that one? Raise your hand. Okay, so we watched that demo as well from the browser, but that really freaked us out because no one told us. They are actually, just a few hours after its launch, people, it's open to the global developers to actually hitting the service. So we kept our blood temperature throughout the whole 2 minutes also until Scott Hunter said, okay, now let's move to the next slide. A big relief. But afterwards, we check out. So the service on day one did a good job. So just within about 2 minutes, a little bit more than 2 minutes time frame, we receive about 840 concurrent connectors, concurrent users from across the globe. And at the same time, it survived more than 1 million messages sent. And at the peak hour, it survived over 30K messages per second with just a single instance. So in order to do it is also very straightforward because it's a standard Azure service. So as you could wish, it got exactly the same experience as any other Azure service. You log into your Azure portal, find the Signal service either through the web or through the developer two categories, or if you like, in the marketplace, search Signal R, then find it. Then they will just need to spend a couple seconds filling the very simple form, give it the name, choose the your subscription, your region. During the public preview, actually, four regions are supported: U.S. East, U.S. West, West Europe West, and the South East Asia. So then you need to choose your pricing tier. During the public preview, we give you two options: a free tier for dev tests only. That's a free, totally free. But with the limited resource capacity. But if you really like to try out something serious, you can choose the basic tier. So once you choose that, you can actually, using a sliding bar, to provision the capacity, how many units, how many projected concurrent connections you will use. So once you have that provision in about 2 minutes, then the only thing you need to get from this instance is a connection string, where it has all the endpoint for the instance you are going to use and the access token for the authentication purposes. With a very simple, straightforward configuration of the SDK and a couple lines of change as just being said, so you are ready to go. You build and deploy, it's up and running. So we don't have enough time to go through the detail. If you are really interested, give you a few seconds, you can capture the or shortcut product page, or you can just directly go to azure.com, find the Azure Signal service. Then has everything about pricing, about the documentation, code sample, and the tutorial, everything you need to know about that. If you have a question, you can capture that contact that directly reach us. Now, switch it to my colleague Ken. We will show you a couple really interesting demo using the Azure Signal service.
Okay, so next I'm going to show you how easily you can use Azure Signal service to build a real-time web application. So if you are already familiar with Signal R, you will see you will just need only a few lines of change to switch from your self-hosted Signal R to use Azure Signal service. So the first demo I'm going to show you is this map. So you can see this is actually a map with the real-time flight data. So let me zoom in a little bit. Sorry. So you can see the there are planes flying around this map. So actually the flight data is generated on the web app and actually using the Azure Signal service to broadcast to the connected clients. So uh, So So you can see, actually, instead of directly connecting the web app with the clients, so it first connects to the error signal service and use the error signal service to connect to broadcast all the flight data to the clients. So there's only like a few connections between the web app and the error signal service, but the actual connections between the signal service and the clients will be a lot more. So you can see here the error signal service already does a lot of work for you to like maintaining the long connections between the clients and the broadcast the message from the server to clients. So in this for demo purpose, actually this data is reading from an error blob, but you can imagine in real scenarios you can like collect the data from IoT devices and use error signal service to push to clients. Then let's see how this is how easily you can do this in your web application. So let me switch to the sample app. So if you are already familiar with using how to use Signal, you will be familiar with this course. So usually in a startup, you will need to call add Signal R. But if you want to use error signal service, you just need to add this code after you call add signal R. You just need to add error signal R after that. And also, instead of using the use signal R, you need to use this use error signal R core. But besides these two lines of changes, everything else works exactly the same as you are using a normal signal application. So for example, let me show you how the hub is defined in this case. Let me see. It's here. So there's a hub which is derived from the hub class. And also, let me show you the code to broadcast the actual flight data. So you can see in this flight control class, there's in the constructor we use the ASP.NET core dependency injection to pass in this IHOP context, and it is used here. So this is actually a timer. So we read the data from a JSON file, and after every few seconds, we broadcast this data to all the clients. For example, here we use the context.clients.all.sendasync. So this is the same interface as you're using the normal Signal application. Then let's quickly take a look at the client side. So client side code is here. So you can see you are in the front end in HTML. You are still using the same Signal R core SDK. So you are using the same hub connection builder to create a connection and with this URL. So you can see this is actually pointing to the local server. So as if there's a hub to the on the local server, but actually it's connecting to the error signal service. And also this one set up the callbacks.
Make a screen.
I'm not sure how to make it bigger. I think this should be okay. So for this code set up the callbacks when you are getting a message from the error signal service.
Yeah, can you zoom in?
I'm not sure how can you do it. Okay, can you pass? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, is it better? Okay. Then that's so to run this application, you will need to first get an error signal instance on Azure. So if you go to the portal, so you can if we search Signal.
So that word.
So you can see the Signal here. So you can click create to create a service. So here you can GD has just showed, so you can just put your resource name and resource group, And here you can choose the pricing tier. So we have two pricing tiers. So one is free. So if you are, you can only use up to 100 connections. So this is, but it's pretty enough for you to test out this, just to try out the service. But if you are, you have some real serious connect applications to run, you can use this basic tier, which you can support like up to 10,000 connections at the same time. So here you can use this sliding bar to choose how many units you want to use. So to save time, I'm not going to create a service instance here. So I'm going to show you a one that which is just created. So here you can see there's a couple of configurations you can make here. For example, changing the pricing tiers, or you can also, if you find you need more connections, you can choose scale out to scale up to 10 units for the service instance. So, but the most important part here is there's a connection string for you to for your both your server and client to authenticate with the service. So I will copy this connection string here, and I put this. Let me put this here. So I need to I can use this .NET use secrets command to set a connection string to a secret store. And I believe I also need to set a data. Set data here. Then I can just use .NET run to run this application. So then let me hit localhost, and you can see this the application is running on your local computer. But let's take a look at the network behind. So here you can see actually there's a few network calls to make this happen. So first is the client SDK actually still first calls to the this endpoint, the hub, on your local computer. This one actually returns the access token and the real service URL in the response. So the client SDK will automatically use this access token and the URL to connect to the real service. So it's actually doing here. So this does the negotiation once again, and the real connection is made in this transaction. So if we take that frames, you can see the data is actually pushing from error signal service to your local computer. So this is why there's no changes in your client code. So you still use the traditional signal SDK to talk to our signal service. Okay. So this is the first time I want to show you. So the next one, I think it might be a more interesting. So this is the online a real-time checking sample. So you can actually scan this QR code to do a checking. So that this one is disconnected. Let me refresh this again. So you can scan this QR code to sign on to this page in real time, and the numbers of the sign number of the sign-in will be updated.
Yeah,
I saw someone is already checking on this page. So this is actually built on top of error signal service and error function. So in this case, there's actually no servers involved in this sample. So So error function, since it runs for a short time, so it actually doesn't have the ability to hold long connections and cannot use signal R. So, but with error signal service, you are able to the error function. Actually, we expose a set of REST APIs. So for the error function for any backend service to connect to the error signal service to do the broadcasting. So in this example, actually the error function used the REST API to connect to the error signal service and do all this broadcasting to the to the client.
Okay, so for both of the demo, you can find the source code in our GitHub repo. You just go to that the next slide. You go to that azure.com homepage for Azure Signal Service. You will find a link to the repo. Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, it's the structure of this sample is like this. So yeah, the client actually first hit the error function proxy to HTTP trigger that calculates your signing information and use error signal to post this real-time update back to your client. So let me show you the code really quick. So the code is like this. So here actually you create an error signal class, which is actually a wrapper for the REST API. So here you just use this very similar grammar syntax to connect to error signal service and call this method callback registered on the clients. Then your clients will see the real time updates. Okay, so that's pretty much everything I want to show you to show how easy to use our service.
Thank you. If you have any question, so we have a booth down the hallway, the ASP.NET. So just find us. Any question, or if you just want to know about a little bit more about that, we have more people there help you. Thank you.